Did your parents ever try to shield you from any of that?
You know, I think they did. Like, my dad never, never discussed how he came to California with me. Only time I knew was I knew he was the first time he was going back and everyone was kind of nervous. And as we drove back to Texas, there were incidents as far as someone refusing to serve him at a, you know, restaurant. And so he just said, and he just cursed, you know, and went on. But they did not tell me until I was older. And my dad never discussed it with me. He didn't tell me he didn't go to his parents' funeral. My mother told me. My mother told me about all of what happened. Mm-hmm. And she was bitter because she felt his parents went along with all of this. That they would come to their house and she would bake bread on the weekends and they would come and they were paying for my mother was, you know, cheap, she said. His mother was paying and family were paying for all the flour and they were coming on the weekends to get bread. I said, oh, Auntie, you make the best bread. You make the best bread. I just have to come all week and get my bread. You know, so she resented all of this. She resented him. This never affected his relationship with other white people. He always had lots of friends that were white and worked with them. And of course, obviously, when he moved up, at MGM, he had white people who worked under him and worked, you know, fine. And then he became president of the union, and then he was very involved with the union. We went to all of their conventions and everything.
But, you know, it seems to be a familiar theme with you all's parents in that area, which I'm going to call the East Side, mm-hmm. They didn't want their kids to experience or even know what they went through in the South.
Right.
And once again, Judge Sandoz mentioned that to me. He said all the parents on the East Side really didn't discuss those kind of things,
no.
Racial things or
no.
or discrimination, and, you know, just didn't want you all to feel that pain. Mm-hmm. But it seems like at some point it becomes unavoidable.
Something would happen.
Right? Yeah, because you have to venture out of this cocoon mm-hmm. that you live in. It's almost like, you know, rich people want to keep their kids safe and in their environment. But at some point, you're going to come across somebody in life who isn't from that environment.
Right.
How do you handle that?
Right.
So do you think that was a good or bad thing, how they kind of shielded you all?
Well, I think that it was a bad thing in that when these incidents occurred, whereas the kids who grew up in the South knew about it. Mm-hmm. They knew you couldn't go in. They knew you couldn't work places. We didn't know that. The first time I got in school, they said, okay, we're going to send kids out for manual arts. We're going to give you jobs for the summer. Mm-hmm. You went into the place, they gave you a little slip to go to work. Mine was to go to the thrifty drugstore to work. Mm-hmm. When I got there, they wouldn't hire me. So, you know, we were not prepared. We weren't prepared that there would be a place we couldn't go swim. You see what I mean?
Did you encounter places you couldn't swim?
Pops Willow Lake.
Oh, right, right.
And it was even worse than that. In Pasadena, there was one swimming pool, and they only let people in a certain day, you know. But no, our